The next patient is Kathy Hardwick. The last name is H-A-R-D-W-I-C-K. First name is Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y. This is a clinical case of a 67-year-old white female that has a lengthy history of systemic lupus erythematosus, period. The patient has been complaining of generalized pain, especially if she lays on the right side. She has a pain in the right chest, and she has a protracted cough that has been going on for a lengthy period of time. In the serology, there was order. The C-reactive protein was reported to be 86.9 milligrams per liter. The anti-double strand DNA was reported 13 international units per milliliter. The immunofixation was negative. The kappa lambda change, the ratio was 1, which is normal. There is no evidence of proteinuria in the urinary sediment on the protein creatinine ratio. The PTH is normal. The ANA was positive, 1 in 640. In an homogeneous, cytoplasmic. Cytoplasmic pattern. The CBC is unremarkable. There is no evidence of leukopenia or anemia. In the kidney function, and the estimated GFR is 98 with a creatinine of 0.62 and a BUN of 7. Immunofixation in the urine is negative. In the lipid panel, the slight elevation of the total cholesterol to 202 and a slight elevation of the LDL to 116. PTH is within normal limits. And the rheumatoid factor is 35, normally is up to 14. In other words, there is a lot of inflammation that is present. The patient, unfortunately, doesn't tolerate the hydroxychloroquine due to gastrointestinal symptoms. For that reason, we are going to put the patient in 10 milligrams of prednisone POVID for 1 week, and then 15 milligrams for another week, and then 10 milligrams daily. And we will reevaluate. Number two, the patient has vitamin D deficiency. She's taking the supplementations. The vitamin D levels were reported around 60. Following number of hyperlipidemia, that was already discussed. Following number of obesity, the patient has lost 12 pounds. We're going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup.